USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
As expected, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein submits his resignation to President Trump, effective May 11th. Attorney General William Barr says Rosenstein served the Justice Department with dedication and distinction. He'd intended to leave his position last month, but stayed on for the completion of the Mueller probe. In February, Fox News reported that Barr had picked Jeffrey Rosen, who currently serves as Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation, to take over for Rosenstein. A 26-year-old former U.S. Army soldier who served in Afghanistan has been charged with plotting terror attacks in the Los Angeles area. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Mark Domingo's alleged terror plot was thwarted by undercover agents.
He was taken into custody after he took receipt of what he thought were pressure cooker bombs, and after he traveled to Long Beach to survey the site where his intended victims were to congregate.
Domingo allegedly sought to detonate improvised explosive devices at a rally in Long Beach. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
In his first campaign event since making his run official, former Vice President and now Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden talked about building up the middle class during a rally in Pittsburgh.
It starts with access to affordable education so that everyone can get the skills they need. 12 years of education in the 21st century is not enough.
And Biden accused President Donald Trump of abusing the powers of his office and ignoring everyone but his political base. The number of measles cases in the U.S. continues to climb. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar with the numbers.
CDC is reporting 704 cases of measles from 22 states. This is the greatest number of cases reported in the United States since measles was eliminated.
So far, no deaths have been reported. Boys in the Hood director John Singleton died Monday at the age of 51 due to complications from a stroke he suffered almost 2 weeks ago. At age 24, he became the youngest and first black filmmaker to win an Oscar nomination for Best Director and Best Original Screenplay. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Woodstock 50 has been canceled. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Organizers of the festival, which was scheduled to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the legendary music festival this summer, announcing that plans for the event will not go forward. In a statement, the global marketing group behind the event listed a number of issues, including concerns about the health and safety of those who would attend. They also questioned whether Watkins Glen International Speedway in New York could accommodate the 100,000-person festival. More than $30 million has already been spent on the festival lineup, which included Jay-Z, The Killers, Imagine Dragons, Miley Cyrus, and more. Billboard reports most of the artists had already been paid.
In Missouri, St. Louis County Executive Steve Singer has resigned after being indicted on trading political favors for campaign donations. Assistant U.S. Attorney Hal Goldsmith says the county's highest elected official faces a 20-year prison term if convicted.
There's a pay-to-play scheme, obviously, that involved bribes paid through political donations in exchange for his official acts in awarding and directing others to work contracts.
Seven people were found dead in two homes in Sumner County, Tennessee, in what investigators are calling related homicides. A suspect, Michael Cummins, is in custody after being shot by police. Sonny Weatherford, Sumner County Sheriff.
This is one of the worst things that I've ever been involved with in Sumner County. I've never seen anything that would even come close to this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.